The old saying goes like this, blink and you'll miss it. But you'll have lots of time, 4 days in fact, to catch Blink in Cincinnati this fall. We're spending some time talking about Blink. It's a unique art installation exhibit that takes place locally in mid-October. Andrew Saltzburn is from AGAR, a social intelligence agency. Dan Reynolds is from Brave Berlin, a creative event and media production company best known for Luminosity. Thank you both for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Okay, so let's start with that. Luminosity was put together by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. It was in Washington Park, put on Music Hall, on literally. It was a large-scale projection mapping system or something. So is Blink a continuation or a sequel? Who wants to catch that one first?
I would say it kind of grew out of that, for sure. That's an art form of architectural projection mapping. Is what we do at Brave Berlin and kind of worked with the CSO and the Hale Foundation to do for Luminosity. After the huge success of that, we just were super excited by the way the city took it in and wanted, seemed to want more of this art form that we had been loving on for years. And so Blink was born. We kind of talked to Tim Maloney, the Hale Foundation, and he was asking us, what's next? What can we do to build on this great show that we put together for Luminosity? And we said, well, let's take this art form and blow it out all over the city.
Okay, that's Dan Reynolds from Brave Berlin and Andrew Saltzburn. What do you have to say about all this?
Well, yeah, the continuation or the expansion through our time working together on Luminosity with AGAR and Brave Berlin and the Hale Foundation, what we saw coming from that was a real opportunity to introduce Cincinnati and its residents to true human interaction on a social setting. There was a lot of magic that was created out of the first couple iterations of that sitting on the Washington Park lawn. And I think where Blink grew out of that, or where the inspiration came from it, was what if we could do this on a citywide scale? And what if we could open this up to an even larger number of people and create multiple moments of fascination throughout the course of a weekend?
Okay, citywide scale, you said. I mean, we're talking large scale. That's the key terminology here. What are some of the plans for this event and some of the numbers involved?
Scale-wise, we're looking at 20 city blocks stretching from the Banks to Findlay Market. And the roadmap or the diagram of our plan hugs the streetcar line, both two blocks in each direction of the rail line. One, so that you have a great wayfinding opportunity to get from one location to the next, but also allowing the guests that come in from out of town to be able to park literally anywhere in downtown and discover the city in a whole new way by either walking or taking the streetcar through the entire course.
And the whole mapping thing here, I mean, I remember Luminosity, and that was all put on to Music Hall. So are you guys telling us that you're going to be doing this on a whole bunch of buildings over 20 blocks all at once, all over for 4 days?
Yeah, and projection mapping is just part of the festival now. So the event has actually grown quite a bit to include quite a bit more in different art forms. So we'll have over 30 projection locations in that 20 blocks north to south. We'll also have somewhere around 45 other kind of sculptural and light-based installations, performance pieces. And then Andrew and his team at AGAR are curating a really unique event up in the Findlay Market region. Just north of Washington Park is where the show takes a turn and kind of is celebrating a painted street mural art form that AGAR is curating.
Okay, so what about that?
Sure, yeah. So what we looked at and where our inspiration came for Blink was we love the idea of driving economic development and community change through art in public spaces. And what we noticed was the district around Findlay Market had a ripe opportunity to expand on that by encouraging people that come to the market on the weekends to spend just 30 minutes more exploring the neighborhood around that. And how could we do that? And where we thought might be a great opportunity and where we saw some good case studies over the last 2 years, looking at neighborhoods like Shoreditch in London or the Wynwood Arts District in Miami, where these larger-than-life public art installations and murals took place that allowed people to kind of go on their own treasure hunt missions around a neighborhood to find these great works of art, take photos in front of them, dialogue about the artwork itself, but also to imagine that space in a different way. And so our goal is a year from now, once this festival is complete, that these murals will be a leave behind, that people will continue to seek them out on the weekends and take a look around the streets that they're walking on and say, man, I like that building. I could live there one day. Or, you know, this lot, I could imagine being my next business or retail center.
So how many people are going to be involved in this? It's got to take hundreds.
Hundreds of artists. Like. Yeah. That was, frankly, one of the most exciting parts of this when we first kind of got into it, this idea that it would involve hundreds. Actually, the biggest part of that, our other creative partner who's not here today, is Artworks, which, you know, Artworks has this great kind of rich tradition of community outreach and involving lots of local artists and guest artists in from out of town. Tamara and her team have really taken on this notion of reaching out to local community artists and actually kind of did a formal invitation to any artist who wanted to participate, kind of sifted through. We had over 70 artists submit just for installation and sculptural-based work. And she's now coordinating an even bigger effort to kind of fill out this opening night parade that we're going to host that will feature thousands of local students and artists kind of taking part of that too. And so, yeah, that's probably the biggest thing of this. What Andrew was kind of talking about, I think the impetus for all of this for us was that we all saw a moment in time where the city is really ready to step up on a grand scale and do something that it's never done before.
We're sitting here beginning of June talking about this, and this event is going to be in mid-October. How much of this is actually in the can? It's etched in stone, and how much still needs to be done?
Not enough. It's a moving target. And I'll tell you, we've been working on this for the better part of 2 years already, just getting our foundation under us, making sure that we're bringing people along. We've been very clear to talk to all the major stakeholders in the city. We're working with the city. Our partners at the Chamber have come on. They are our newest partner. They came on in around November. We essentially hired them as our boss because we're a bunch of artists and we knew we would need an adult at the table. So we started working with the regional chamber to come on and do this kind of level of oversight management. So they're working with the city very closely with the fire department, the police department, safety, doing all the things that need to be done to organize and pull off an event like this. And then we are all of us, the creative partners, Artworks, Agar, and Brave Berlin, are fiercely involved right now in working with all this cast of hundreds of artists and making sure things are in place.
Well, let's talk about that. We have, you said, all these artists, musicians, and people. You know, we're talking about this so far in advance, it seems. Is there still room for people to get in on this, for artists? Is still spaces open?
We just finished our first round of submissions for installations. The murals themselves, we are curating with international artists, and same thing with the projection mapping installations. We're specifically curating local best talent, but there is going to be an opportunity for performance-based artists, musicians to get involved. We're working on programming out our stages right now in those time slots. So more information will be coming about that in the next couple of weeks.
And let's talk about the parade too. You know, you mentioned a parade. That would be when and where?
It's going to be the first night of the event. It's going to kick off the event on Thursday, the 12th of October. And we're anticipating it'll start somewhere around dusk, 6 or 7 o'clock. And it's going to run from the Findlay Market region somewhere up, I think around Elder Street, and go south down Vine Street. So against the flow of normal traffic on Vine, we're closing off Vine. We're going to already kind of break some rules. Go south down Vine Street and cut into, and then the parade will terminate in Washington Park. And it's an amazing opportunity. I mean, Washington Park is really turning out to be a major hub. Music Hall will be in its second week of reopening. They'll be programmed with the Pops that weekend, which we just think is a perfect complement to what the city's going to feel like for Blink. Memorial Hall will be a projection location. The new Shakespeare Theater, which will be open around that same time, will be another projection location. We'll have artists and performers and sculptural-based pieces all throughout the park and throughout the rest of Over the Rhine and leading into Findlay Market. The city is going to truly feel alive on a grand scale.
And supposedly, this is like one of the largest light, art, and projection mapping events ever.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we really looked at when we decided to do this. It's an expensive show, and to spend this kind of money and to spend the kind of effort that it takes to raise money to put something like this on, we said we should really go and look at the best examples of it around the world. And so we did. We went and we looked at Berlin and Leeds, England, and we went to Sydney, Australia, which puts on the biggest show like this in the world. And we learned from them. We saw what they were doing right and what they had been doing for 10 years, what they grew, what the, all the little details that they kind of modified and changed over the years. And every time came back feeling better and better about our ability to pull this off in Cincinnati.
You still, you're going to have room for people from the community to come in and help out?
Yeah, we'll have a big network of volunteers that are going to help pull off these sites. The regional chamber is working on putting together that entire team, but I would estimate over the course of the weekend, there's a couple hundred spots for volunteers to participate, and we'll be announcing calls for volunteers here in the next couple weeks.
And of course, all this, everything that's happening here, free?
Yeah, the entire event's free and open to the public. That was our goal, that anybody could walk in and participate in any facet of the entire event. You know, we'll have some special VIP upgrade areas for sponsors and partners of ours that'll be limited access, but the general gist is that an event this scale at this big should be shared by everybody.
And the way you've got it set up, I mean, you've got 4 days of this, so that means people can come and go and try and catch the whole deal.
Yeah, it'd be really hard to see the entire show in one night. And so we've designed this as a way to be able to tackle almost a zone a night where you can bring your family down for a couple hours and come back the next night and see some new things. You could probably see the whole thing in one night if you sprinted the entire time, but it wouldn't be enjoyable. So
I suspect we're going to be hearing about Blink between now and mid-October, and it's going to be happening over the Rhine, south to the Banks region, right?
The Banks to Findlay Market, yep.
Okay, that'll be October 12th through 15th. It's Blink, and we've been talking with Andrew Saltzburn from Agar and Dan Reynolds from Brave Berlin, who'll be working on this one to make it happen. Blink, mid-October in Cincinnati. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.